listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back. Our guest is Congressman Louis Gohmert, one of the people I admire most in the United States House of Representatives, representing the people of the 1st District of Texas, and doing so on notably the Judiciary Committee. And in that capacity, he has been spending a lot of time studying and helping his colleagues and the rest of us understand the threat posed not just by violent jihadists overseas, but by their stealthy counterparts in this country. And Congressman, you mentioned a moment ago the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell us a little bit about that group, how it's operating here, the infrastructure that it controls, and more generally, the civilization jihad afoot as a result.
Well, I'm not just preaching to the choir when I'm talking to you, Frank. I'm preaching to the preacher, but...
Share your insights.
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood... It has been around for decades and emanated originally from Egypt, and it has been all about us taking over civilization. It has been seeking another international caliphate that puts as much of the world as they can get under one caliph, one imam, and of course some believe it'll be the 12th imam, but when I have been asked questions regarding the Muslim Brotherhood by the media, and I have made statements like this president has helped jumpstart a new Ottoman Empire. I've had reporters in Washington that are supposed to be some of our most educated asking, what could I possibly mean? And I would suggest that they go get a history book, look up the Ottoman Empire, and then look up what this president has done. I mean, he supported getting rid of Mubarak and the takeover by the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. He supported eliminating Gaddafi. And you work back up and you look at Turkey and what's happening there under Erdogan and Syria, Lebanon. I mean,
It's clear that this is the Ottoman Empire being reconstructed, and we've been helping that happen.
And that's why UAE and other leaders in visits in the Middle East and North Africa have asked the question, once the reporters are out of the room, why are you helping the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States?
And what does that look like in our own country, Congressman?
Well, under this administration had put them into places of extremely sensitive advisory and even, actually making calls, the Homeland Security Advisory Council. And I know that there are those who say, oh, gee, what next time Gohmert says there's Muslim Brotherhood in this country, have him name names. Well, that just shows their ignorance. You and I both name names, and they're the names that the Muslim Brotherhood itself has named. People like Imam Majid, who was the president of the Islamic Society of North America, and of course, from right here in Texas, a member, he certainly appears to be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He calls his own foundation the Freedom and Justice Foundation, which is also the name of the Muslim Brotherhood political party in Egypt. And he was on the advisory council for the Homeland Security. And
this is, of course, Mohammed El-Ebiari.
Yeah, El-Ebiari. And we've been warning of El-Ebiari for years. And finally, when he tweeted out after another American was killed brutally, we just needed to get used to the idea of an international caliphate. Well, they finally, after that, allowed him to go to rotate off of the advisory council. But we have had
even that was a bridge too far for the Obama administration, apparently.
Even that. Well, it exposed exactly who and what they are. But when I ask Comey, his predecessor, FBI Director Mueller, about going to the mosque, I said, you didn't even go to the mosque to investigate the Sanaya brothers after you were told they had been radicalized. He said, we did go to that mosque in our outreach program. I never went out there and asked. They were too busy sitting down and having meals and getting chummy with the people in the place where the Sarnievs got radicalized.
Yeah, there was a big confab there just the weekend before last.
Yeah, it was in the mosque that was started by
Abdurrahman Al-Amoudi, yeah.
Yeah, who's doing 23 years in prison for supporting terrorism.
Another top Muslim Brotherhood operative. Congressman, there's so much more to talk about on that front,
there
but just
so
very
much.
Quickly, do you believe that it is important for the Muslim Brotherhood to be designated as a terrorist organization?
If we are going to avoid being overtaken and overrun by radical Islamists, it is critical that we designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, just like Egypt, just like the UAE. They know, we should know, and I'm grateful that we have an incoming president who listens to people that believe the same thing.
Amen. I do want to talk a little bit about that. One of the things that that incoming president, President-elect Trump, has promised, as you know so well, hailing from a border state and as a member of the Immigration Caucus, is to build a wall along the southern border with Mexico. Do you anticipate, in fact, that there will be a physical barrier put in places where that's necessary, Congressman Louis Gohmert, across that expanse of southern border?
Well, I certainly do, and it should have been done long ago. And thankfully, Trump got elected, and he is going to see to that very thing happening. Unfortunately, Congress has appropriated billions of dollars for fence, wall, and this administration years ago just decided, you know what, it's really not going to be helpful. Well, there are areas that it is absolutely essential. And I keep coming back when people say, like our former Homeland Security Secretary said, well, you build a 10-foot wall, they'll build a 12-foot ladder. Well, as I asked the head of the Secret Service, you say you're taking your wall up higher, number of feet higher than it is now.
Around
Don't
the White
you
House.
Understand they're going to build just bigger ladders? Either you need to tear down the fence and wall around the White House, or you need to build one on our southern border. But that hadn't been done. Thank God there's a president coming in that's going to do that. So there's money that's been appropriated previously for that. And it may take a while to get it collected from Mexico. I have no doubt that Trump will be pursuing that. But in the meantime, we don't need to wait until Mexico ponies up the money. We need to go ahead and start now. I think Trump's going to do that.
Let's hope so. Congressman, you mentioned that you were appointed to the bench as a Chief Justice by, as it happens, Rick Perry, who has been just announced as the incoming secretary of a department that he once said he was going to try to get rid of, or, well, he got around to saying it eventually. What do you make of that appointment, among others, that this administration has announced so far?
Well, I like having people put in charge of departments that they have concerns about whether or not they should even exist, because hopefully that means they're going to be paring those down substantially so that they stop interfering, become helpful instead of interfering with progress in America. We've had the same trouble with the Department of Education, and gosh, the Interior Department has just basically become a set of dictators taking over as much of our land as they can. So I'm encouraged that Trump is putting people that I trust into positions of authority in this administration.
Congressman Louis Gohmert of Texas, thank you so much for your time today, sir, as well as for your great service to our country in so many capacities. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Merry Christmas. We'll talk with Congressman Doug Lamborn right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.